prays for victory. Words from Jesus.
Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give praise, for this is my will concerning you. As you give thanks in everything, as you rejoice even in the midst of pain or problems, that joy becomes your strength, your help, your comfort, and your solution through the power of praise. When you praise, you are receiving the sap of my spirit into the roots of your being. Your spiritual strength is protected through praise. Praise is like the oxygen in the oxygen tank that gives you the capacity to climb the highest peaks. You'll never run out of fresh, pure, strengthening oxygen if you tank up with praise, no matter how difficult or how high the climb. When you are faced with problems and challenges and you praise me in spite of it all, you are releasing the beautiful gifts of my spirit for all to see. By doing so, you turn these into opportunities for others to see my beauty within you and to draw more people to me. When you wear praise as your outer garments, it makes you attractive to those who see you. And when you also wear praise as your undergarments, this makes sure that your outer garments suit you well and fit you perfectly. Praise is comely. The beauty that I've put within you is released through praise. If you wish for others to see my beautiful gift of salvation and love that I've put within your heart, manifest it through praise. Praise is like varnish. Praise is like the toughest varnish a carpenter puts on the wood. It protects the wood from scratches, water, and termites. Using praise is the way to glaze your spirit so that no matter what the enemy throws at you, you can't be marred. When you find yourself in an extremely difficult circumstance, that's the perfect time to use the weapon of praise to deliver you. When you hear your own voice lifted in praise, thanking me in the midst of some less than ideal event that is taking place in your life, it gives you more faith. That atmosphere of praise creates more faith and uplifts you and those around you. When others see and hear your positive reactions in the midst of some situation which seems negative, it can lift them up too, and create a domino effect of influencing others to trust in me regardless of the circumstances. On wings of praise. I see, and I know how your heart hurts and breaks. I hold you ever so close during this time of loss and heartbreak. I know how hard it is to let go of your grief and pain and to praise me. Your very being tells you to hold on to the pain and to hide it away and nurse it. But if you will open your hands wide to release this grief, it will fly away on the wings of praise, and I will complete your healing. Open your heart and hands and let praise fill your heart. Praise for how I will heal every heartbreak and grief. I will make all things beautiful once again. If you find yourself in a difficult position between a rock and a hard place, one of the most effective weapons you can use to help you blast through the obstacle or rise above it is praise. Praise that flows from the innermost part of your spirit. Praise that trusts me and knows by faith that everything will be okay because you're in my hands. Activating this weapon will set you on the road to victory. Praise is. Praise is your lifesaver in a perilous ocean. Praise is your parachute that gives you a safe landing. Praise is your set of wings that lifts you above the raging storm. Praise is your life support. Praise is your armor that deflects all the fiery darts and blows of the enemy. Praise is the key that empowers you to rise above the trials and tribulations of this life and draws my presence. Praise in rain or shine. When you can meet success and failure with the same dignity, then you are spiritually mature. When you can praise me through happiness and sadness, in plenty and in want, in safety and in danger, in health and in sickness, in joy and in sorrow, in life and in death, then you are a person of great faith, a man or woman highly honored in my courts, because of your great love for me and trust in me. Lift your heart to heaven through your praises, and the glory will flood in, washing away the pain, fear, despair, hurt, sadness, discouragement, or anything the enemy is trying to hold you down with. This flood is cleansing for you and destructive to the enemy. It will leave you clean, refreshed, renewed, and revitalized. Praise emits a positive spiritual energy that affects change in the circumstances surrounding you. You don't always see this change in the physical, or at least not instantly, but in the spiritual realm, change for the better is immediately obvious. You can ask me to open your spiritual eyes so that you too can see the difference and partake of the positive force of energy that has enveloped you. Growing faith. The trials and difficulties of life that seem so big now will seem so small when you look back over your life on earth and see how clearly my hand was upon every aspect of your life. If you will ride on the wings of praise, you will learn what it truly means to rest in me and let me carry your burdens. Do you want your faith to grow? Learn to praise me even in the tough times. Praise cannot exist without faith, because if you didn't believe that I could bring good from it, then there would be nothing to praise me for in trying times. So the fact that you praise means that you have faith, or that you are working toward having that faith. Even when disaster strikes your life and you feel completely devastated emotionally, you can always praise me for how I will make everything right in heaven. I will wipe away your every tear and repay your every sacrifice. In heaven, life will be perfect. So if all you can do is look ahead to that time and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for how someday you will make this all right again," you manifest your faith and trust in me through your praise. To meet any situation without praise is to overlook my presence in it. Whatever the situation, problem, or challenge, I'm going through it with you. This situation that is troubling you so and making you so unhappy will someday, somehow, work together for your good. If you've prayed for bread, but it seems that I keep giving you stones, maybe it's because I'm trying to help you to build an oven so that you'll soon be able to bake all the bread you need. This is a life of faith, not sight. That's why you're able to praise me for things you haven't seen yet. With faith, time is irrelevant. You have the assurance that sooner or later I'm going to do everything that I've said I would, and that's worth praising for. The Bible tells of whole cities and regions that I was not able to help or do many miracles for because of their unbelief in my power. Don't make that the story of your life. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. If you believe that I can turn every situation to your good somehow, whether in this life or the next, and you praise me for this, then I can. But if you believe that a situation is beyond my help to fix, you will limit yourself through your unbelief, and that sad attitude may become reality for you. When you offer gratitude, you invoke my full power to prosper and bless your life.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.